Well, hello everyone. Blessings. It is Writer for God. I am working on the continuation of the little series that I'm doing and the teaching I'm doing on fasting. And we learned what fasting was not. Now we're going to learn what fasting is. Now, we get so many benefits from fasting, not only physically, but spiritually as well. And you know, later on we'll get into that in the next segment. But what is fasting and why should we fast as believers in the Messiah? Why should we fast as the church? Well, simply put, fasting is abstaining from food and or drink other than water. We have already learned that true biblical fasting is not abstaining from anything else other than food and or drink. You know, we as the church today tend to think about fasting in a negative way. Like, you know, we think about all the good things we're going to have to give up and we're going to miss and we're going to do without, rather than thinking of it in terms of what we will gain out of fasting. So if we kind of switch gears a little bit, you know, we can gain a whole lot of more insight. you know, Yeshua taught us to fast. He did not say, should we fast or if we would fast. In fact, he stated, when you fast. So that tells us in no uncertain terms exactly what he meant, that we are to fast. Look at Matthew chapter 6, verse 16 and 17. Let's just look at that real quick, okay? Yeshua said, and when you fast, don't make it obvious, as the hypocrites do. In other words, the whole world doesn't need to know you're fasting, unless there's, you know, something's called for an assembly for everyone. For they try to look miserable and disheveled, so people will admire them for their fasting. Now, let me stop right there and interject this. That what that means is that men are trying to receive the glory of God. And when they do that, they will not receive any reward in heaven. Yeshua says, I tell you the truth, that is the only reward they will ever get. In other words, their fasting then has become in vain. He says, but when you fast, comb your hair and wash your face. Then no one will notice that you're fasting except for your Father. Watch this, and oh boy, who knows what you do in private. And your Father, who sees everything, will reward you. Wow. So, we get, as I said before, we get so many benefits from fasting, not only physically, but spiritually. You know, the Gospels record that Yeshua fasted for 40 days during his intense confrontation with Satan. He was led by the Spirit of God into the desert for the specific purpose of being tempted by Satan. You know why? Because Yeshua had to face the temptation in his flesh. He had to overcome the temptation and he had to win against the temptation and Satan before he could start his earthly ministry. Think about that. That is found in Matthew chapter 4 and Luke chapter 4 record this, the time of his fasting. Yeshua's own words reveal that the purpose of his fasting was to draw nearer to his God for help. You know, when Satan tempted him with the idea of turning stones into bread, and you can very well bet, guaranteed, he was starving. He quoted Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3, which says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. So by fasting, giving up physical food and water, Yeshua was demonstrating his faith in the face of Satan, in the fact that true nourishment didn't come from the food. It came from God himself. And in doing so, he acknowledged God as his sole source of his strength, rather than relying on himself. And this set an example for his followers throughout the ages, including us today. Wow, what a savior. Let's look at 10 different types of fasting that we find in the scripture. I don't know if you know that there were 10 different kinds of fasting, but we're going to look at that in just a moment. You know, fasting was a regular thing all throughout the scripture. So there were many occasions when a fast was called. So we're going to look at them in just a moment when I come back So join me in just a few moments, won't you please? Well, welcome back, everyone. I want to continue our study and bring you just a few of the benefits from fasting, both physically and spiritually as well. Now, we know that there are many benefits of fasting, and I just want to give you a few, just a quick little rundown. These are not by any means exhaustive, of course. But spiritually, number one, of course, is because we can hear God's voice clearly. Once we get ourselves out of the way, we can begin to hear that still small voice of our Father. Number two, we get clear understanding of Scripture. So you'll be surprised that when you're fasting, when you sit down to study and read a passage of Scripture, that it will become very clear and you'll get clear understanding. Also to produce the fruits of the Spirit of God, of course. We all want to produce the fruit of the Spirit. It also creates an environment for miracles. It opens doors spiritually for our prayers to be not only heard, but answered as well. And of course, it helps us to look to our God as our source, enabler, and provider. Now, that is just a few, like I said, it's not exhaustive, but that's just a few of the benefits spiritually. Now, there's many benefits physically as well on the body. It helps our blood, our intestines, our liver, the cardiovascular system, the muscles, and of course, the number one thing most people are concerned about is weight management. Did you know that fasting pretty much resets the body? And to put it back, like, you know, we put so much junk in our bodies, it actually helps our metabolic balance by helping people who have diabetes, keeping a healthy metabolic balance helps us keep our blood sugars and our blood pressure regulated as well. It helps our cardiovascular system. It helps reduce inflammation in the body. Did you know, I wasn't aware, that there are many diseases and sicknesses that are caused simply because of inflammation in the body? And I just recently found this out. And so fasting really, really helps to support that healthy system. Our gut system, our stomachs, the fasting really helps to reset and to get that stuff out of our bodies. You know, a lack of fiber can cause an imbalance and cause all kinds of things to start going on. So fasting is a support system for that good bacteria in our gut that is there already. Of course, we have enhanced cellular cleansing as well. It helps to cleanse the blood from impurities. And so there's just so many physical benefits. The list goes on and on and on. But that's just a few to mention. You can just go in there. You can go on a search and type in the physical benefits of fasting, and you're going to come up with, oh, so many. And you know, isn't it funny? And we should know this already, being believers. We should know that God is not going to lead us to do something. He's not going to tell us to do something that does not have a purpose and a reason behind it. He tells us and gives us guidelines to go by for our daily lives. And if we'll just listen, we would have all those great benefits going on. Because let's face it, we live in a toxic environment. Everything around us is toxic. And so it has a, it has barrier on our physical health. And so we have to pay attention to God. We have to pay attention to our Creator. After all, He's the one who created our bodies to begin with, right? So I do hope you've enjoyed this little study, and stay tuned because we're going to come back with the second part or the next half. I'm not sure exactly which one I'm on now. I think second or going into the third. So anyway, just stay tuned, won't you please? And so until next time, peace be yours.